Excuse me. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome without traffic. Emergency traffic does have priority at all times and can break in at any time. So at this time, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so, after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on the website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to check in with us this evening? I will now pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James down here in Oneonta, New York via EchoLink.
Good evening, Kevin. And in Oneonta, New York. Well, how are things there? Do you have any snow sticking to the ground?
Well, thankfully, we only had a trace of snow that was down here on the ground today. Had a high of about 38. Been overcast most of the day with occasional bands of snow. Currently, we're at 34 degrees, overcast with flurries. And this weekend is alumni weekend at the Oneonta State College for the radio station. And tomorrow night, Panic at the Disco will be playing in our Newell Park. I've also been up at the radio station because that was my stopping grounds at 90.9 WONY. And this weekend, Sunday and Monday, you'll be able to hear me on the Adirondack Praise Network, 106.5 FM if you're in Utica, if you're in the Adirondacks on WNGG 90.9 FM. And if you're over near Dodgeville, it'll be 89.7 on WVVC Radio or on the television 40.4 WVVC Digital TV. 82 FPM back.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Boy, alumni week. Yep, things are winding up in those colleges, so everybody's going to be cramming for exams pretty soon. Well, good. Well, thanks for joining us, Kevin. And I hope you have a great weekend. Okay, now, powered or mobile stations wishing to join us this evening? This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
KD2AIT, good evening, Kathy.
N2OYK, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U, good evening.
Okay, we have Jeff, Dan, and John. Any additional stations who would like to join us? Alrighty, Jack. Jeff, you sound like back to your old self with your voice and all of that. And we had a little snow up here to christen our new wood splitter. So, so how are you doing today?
Hi, good evening. This is KD2AIT. And, yeah, we have a little snow up here. We're up at camp. I got the whole family here, so if you hear some noise in the background, that's because we got everybody here. Well, everybody except for wife. She's got to work tomorrow, so she stayed back at the house. But we got a full camp here tonight, and we got the new wood stove in, and it's percolating over here, throwing out the heat. And I bet you're glad John spent all that time there putting up all that extra wood. Seems this winter is never going to end at this point. Well, you can't believe it's this far into April and we're still getting snow. But fortunately, much of it's melted. There's still some out in the woods, but I mean, it's melting up pretty quick. Anyway, that's about it. So we're up here at camp. We're enjoying ourselves. We're having a good time. We're listening to the Yankee game out by the campfire for a little while. Kids are cooking up s'mores, and well, that's about it. KD2AIT, back to net.
Excellent, Jeff. Is it a front or a side?
I think you asked, you got cut off there at the end. I think you asked if it was a front or a side load. It's a front load.
Ours is as well. So, and a friend of ours has a side loading stove, but that's great. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Well, congratulations. You're celebrating the installation. Wonderful. Okay, Dan, how are things in your neighborhood?
Good evening, Kathy. This is N2YQ, and good evening to everybody out on the net this evening. Well, ain't too much going on tonight. Kind of a quiet evening. We just watched a movie TV, and tomorrow we got our clam bake down here at the play hall for men only. And we'll just spend the day down there tomorrow and into tomorrow evening. I don't know, what's the 6-7 hours and clean up and stuff. So anyway, but it'll be a good day. It'll be a good day, a lot of people there. Normally a lot of people there, so it's great. And we got about 33 degrees at the time. At this time, we had a high pay of 40. And this morning I had about overnight low of 32. So anyways, ain't too much more going on here, Kathy. So back to you. Happy evening. Talk to you later. And to a YQ Bear.
Oh, good. Well, enjoy the clam bake. It's always good to get together with people, you know. It's nice. You know, when you start getting at this time of year, you get a little bit of cabin fever. And nice to get together and have a couple of laughs and be with your neighbors and people who are close to you. So great. That's good. Alrighty. Man at my left, WA2U. Over to you.
Okay, WA2U. Well, we'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Kevin, it sounds like you're real busy with the radio stuff. Very good. I remember the days I used to do a show with a fellow in the Syracuse area, Phil Lambrinos. We had the TV doctor show. It was kind of fun. But he's now a silent key. He used to be a ham also. But anyways, hope that all runs smoothly for you. The new technology is very possible. Jeff, congrats on getting the stove all hooked up, and I guess you're in the process of breaking it in. And that's good. So you put it to the test and see how long it'll work. And of course, we discover we put our stove. It all depends on what kind the wood and how long it's cured and things of that nature. So it might be a little bit of a variable, but good luck with that. Sounds like you did a lot of checking on it. Dan, you're busy with projects too. Yep, Kathy mentioned earlier. Let me do a reset here. Got our wood splitter this afternoon. It was delivered through Hudson Forestry, and they came. Eric came over and did a demo, and Well, you know, anything you do, if you got the right tools to do it, it's a wonderful thing. It's a 14-horsepower Subaru engine, and all I have to do is turn a key and it starts, and we roll the logs over. It's got a log lift on it, so it brings the logs up, and I can either have a two-way or four-way. We pick some big, huge blocks, and it's amazing. You roll them around, and some are 22 inches long at least, and 20-some-odd inches in diameter. This thing just picks it up and rolls them on there, and it's a great thing. So Kathy came out. I was showing how it was worked, and we burned up an hour's time. We got quite a pile of wood to put away, but that's nice when anytime you have the right tool. So bought a tarp for it, and we covered it up and got a protection thing. See, it won't magically disappear. You know, things have a tendency to get moved around sometimes if you're away for a week or something. So I put a protection thing like you have on trailers. So all is good with that. So we'll get out there. We just got to wait for some decent weather. The weather's been, I'm not sure what month we're in here, but it's a lot like October. So I'll turn it back to Net Control, over to Kathy, maybe some other people will be joining us, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. WATU, back to Net.
All righty. Yep, that wood splitter is fun, and friend had to come over and try it out, of course. So we're going to have a crowd here, I think, in the summertime. So, all righty. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any further check-ins?
KC2YXN.
All righty, Jack, you're booming in here. Excellent. So, how are things in the big city?
Well, where I am, it's kind of quiet on the outskirts of. But anyways, it was kind of a chilly day today. We had ice crystals at one point, snow at another, sun at still another point. Got up to about 40 degrees here. Yeah, I don't know what it is now. I know it's about 34 now. Not much to report. The wind was kind of sharp today. You must have had the wind up that way too, I would imagine. And I found your wood splitter there. Just keep your hands out of it, that's all. That can be a brutal thing. 7 3s all around. KA2RNZ.
Alrighty, Jack. Well, the good thing about it is it moves very slowly. It's not something that you have to, it slams down on through the wood. It just moves very slowly and crunches right through it. So it's pretty safe that way. So, yep, we're very safety conscious. So, but glad you joined us. Say hi to Carol for us this evening. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or any more late check-ins at this time? Okay, before I close, I'll share a little Friday evening joke. And here it is. A neutron walks into a box. How much is the beer? The neutron asks. The bartender replies, for you, no charge. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Jeff, Dan, John, and Jack for joining us this evening. Everybody have a wonderful weekend and a safe one. 73 to all those who listened in. This is KC2YXN, clear.
Mm-hmm. This is KA2000Z for the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
Jason Jack and 5AOW.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Jack.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is
N2WBX. Good evening.
Okay, very good. Nice call up there to start off with. 05 AOW, hello Bob. WA2U, good evening, John. KD2AIT, hello Jeff. And hello to Dennis, N2WBX. Thank you all for tuning in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations. Any other stations for our time? Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 73 is to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000Z.